The cafe was a small place, bright and modern. But for Franco's picture on the wall behind the counter, it could have been anywhere in Europe. It was a little early, but Sophia was there already, sitting at the back of the cafe nursing a cup of coffee.
"I hope I haven't kept you waiting," he said.
"I was early. You are on time." There was something different in her smile. She lit a cigarette, then leaned back, studying him. Her expression was inquiring, but not hostile or suspicious. She was far more relaxed, away from the flat.
"Do you have anyone else back home?" she asked. "A wife, perhaps?"
I sat in my car on the driveway, staring at the blinding white facade of the house that had sucked up the last of my overdraft. Once again the words played in my head, "Why am I doing this?" And once again the answer came back, "Because this is what normal people do. They go on nice weekend breaks and enjoy themselves with friends." My gaze remained on the house while my fingers picked at a spot of dried food on the thigh of my jeans. I should have found something clean to wear. This was the type of house where clean people stayed, not grubby, sleep-deprived, skint cafe workers. Why am I doing this?